Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Always good to see Music City Todd. He was just down here. He wanted to know where Fulmer was. Last time we saw Music City Todd in this spot, Fulmer was over in Bagong Java and Charlie was fishing him out of there to come on by. This hour on a Friday means Brad Powers from out in Vegas. BradPowersSports.com. We can and we will let you know how you can get all of his information, his newsletter, all of that, handicapping, games, etc. Brad, how you been, sir?
Excellent. How you doing on this fine Friday morning, Bill?
We are good. Now, you tweeted your power ratings. Explain to everybody, when you do your power ratings, because that can take on different meanings depending on who does it. When you do it, what does that specifically mean? Does that mean today, or does that mean how it's going to finish up?
Yeah, I mean, that's today. I mean, and it's not an AP poll vote. So, I mean, it's just basically when I talk about a power rating, it's basically what I would favor one team over another. So if I have Alabama, you know, at a 99 and, you know, Team X at an 80, I would have – that means I would have Alabama a 19-point favorite over that team on a neutral field. So my power rating – look, and I'll give you a great example. LSU's number 4 in my power ratings. I think on a neutral field, LSU's better than is the best team in the country outside of Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia on a neutral field. But with that being said, even though LSU's number 4 in my power ratings, I plug that power rating into LSU's schedule, and I still only get the Tigers to about 9.5 wins this year. So, again, my power ratings aren't an AP poll vote. But there's certainly a jumping off point when it comes to, you know, figuring out who would be favored over who on a neutral field at this time of year.
On Twitter, at BillisKing, Jeff2 says, ask Brad, and he uses the hashtag AskBP. Please use that when you email or you tweet me, and I'll get it to Brad. What are your predictions, he asks, about North Carolina and Georgia Tech? Both are coming off somewhat lackluster seasons, but they are under new, fresh leadership.
Yeah, I don't like Georgia Tech this season at all. I mean, when you're switching up schemes like that much of a drastic change, I just think it's going to be a multiple-year rebuild there. I like Jeff Collins. I like the hire. Obviously, there's a lot of momentum going right now in recruiting as far as Georgia Tech for next season. But I think Georgia Tech makes a drastic step back this year. I'll be stunned if they make a bowl game with 9 returning starters. And if he gets them to a bowl game, then we got to be talking Jeff Collins for at least ACC Coach of the Year. I just think Georgia Tech takes a step back. I think Mac Brown's in a little bit better spot to have at least some success this year. Keep in mind, North Carolina only won 2 games last year. 14 returning starters for the Tar Heels. Now, I'd favor North Carolina, this year's team, by about a field goal over last year's team. And keep in mind, last year's team, I mean, I don't think they quit on Larry Fedora. I mean, they lost some close games down the stretch. Easily could have been a 4-5 win team. And I think that's where North Carolina's more heading this year. They got a tough start to the season, though. I mean, South Carolina, where they're currently a 7.5-point underdog, Miami at home, and even at Wake Forest. That's a tough start to the season. I mean, heck, Appalachian State isn't going to be easy, and then Clemson. So tough schedule for the Tar Heels, at least early on. But I wouldn't be stunned if Mac Brown at least doubled the win total this year from 2-4.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to assume the answer is no, but I'm going to ask it. Have you listened to the Zach Smith podcast?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I figured that's the way you would answer it. I'm not a search out podcast guy either, but I've listened to this one. And he's done five episodes. Anyways, the one that he released yesterday, he ranked the Big Ten coaches from last to first. Lovie Smith he had last at Illinois. And he actually had Ryan Day number two in this.
Wow.
He was the head coach for a couple of games last year, but not the named permanent head coach at the time. Urban Meyer was suspended. He had Scott Frost number one.
Wow.
Number one. Here's the question, and that's why I asked you this. Just Business says, ask Brad about Nebraska and their win total this year.
Yeah, it's sitting at eight. I think that's fair. I mean, if I had to lean, I might, I'm pretty optimistic on Nebraska this year. It's a favorable schedule. Might lean over that eight wins just because the fact that they get Wisconsin and Iowa at home, Ohio State's at home, Northwestern's at home. Non-conference is pretty manageable, provided they can get a win at Colorado, and Nebraska will be favored in that one. 13 returning starters. I said months ago that I thought Nebraska would at least double their win total from 4 to 8. Eight's a solid win total. It's not like I'm running the window to hold up my money for 6 months on that one. But I would lean over on Nebraska. I think at least schedule-wise, and look, it's a very cluttered Big Ten West division. That certainly, from a schedule aspect, Nebraska's got the most advantageous. I mean, if you're putting the gun to the head for me, I think Nebraska probably at this point wins the division, even though in my power ratings I have Iowa and Wisconsin slightly higher.
So who do you have winning the West, Big Ten West?
You know, right now I'd have to go with Nebraska. I mean, they get Iowa and Wisconsin at home, and from a pure power ratings aspect, those teams are relatively tight within a couple of points of one another, and I think the thing that's going to at least come out in the end for me is Nebraska having those games at home late November, and I'll take the Huskers to go to Indianapolis, although I got to say, Bill, I think the Big Ten West is one of the toughest, if not the toughest division to forecast this year.
Yeah, because there's nobody that clearly stands out as a national threat, but they're all kind of packed in there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, and look, I mean, obviously Wisconsin disappointing season last year, but I think they'll be improved, even if they go with the true freshman at quarterback. We'll see if they do that, but I know they lost a ton on the offensive line, but Wisconsin very beat up, particularly in the secondary last year. They'll be improved. Iowa is going to be Iowa this year. I mean, I got them right around that eight-win mark. Nate Stanley's back for his third year starting quarterback. Northwestern, I think, takes a slight step back, even though I don't think they drop off too much, if at all, at quarterback. And kind of the team to look out for is Minnesota. P.J. Fleck, they had a good finish to the end of last season with a big bowl win over Georgia Tech and also a win in Wisconsin by double digits. That's a team that's very experienced. That's not going to be a layup. And you can't forget about Purdue and Jeff Brohm. I don't think the Boilers are too far off from what they were a year ago. So I could see any four or five teams coming out of the West. It's that wide open.
I am mentally tainted when it comes to Minnesota with P.J. Fleck, and I'll explain what I mean by this. I'm not able to clearly evaluate them because here is what's in my mind, Brad. That Barnum and Bailey row the boat thing has just, gimmicky-wise, has killed me. I don't like it. I don't believe in it. This guy might be the next Vince Lombardi, and I can't see clearly because of that whole roll of the boat. I think that is so freaking fake. And, maybe they go 10-2 this year, and I'm just an idiot. But I can't look at them, Brad, clearly.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I like when you look at a pure talent and what they got coming back. I mean,
they
went pure youth movement last year and kind of broke through at the end of last season once they fired the defensive coordinator. I get it, it's not for everyone, but I got to look at trend lines. And, I was reading over Minnesota pretty thoroughly yesterday, and
right.
I think they're going to be pretty good this year, and I think they're even going to be better next year. So I'm not, full-on row the boat type of guy here, but I got to look at you know, I can't have any biases when it comes to my – the only bias I have towards Bill is my pocketbook and my customer's pocketbook, and right now I think Minnesota's trend line is up.
Nick, who is a big Michigan fan, says, will Vegas have over and unders as far as the win totals for all Power 5 teams soon?
I don't know. I don't think so, honestly. I mean, we're coming off of three straight years where we had all 130 teams at this time. I definitely don't think we'll see group of five teams. And I don't see I don't think we'll see all 65 Power 5 teams. I don't see it. I know there's a few more that have been released at CG Technology. I mean, in Vegas right now, or pretty much anywhere, I mean, you can maybe get down on 25 or 30 teams, and that's it. And it's pretty much not only the top 25, 30 teams in the country, but the most popular ones. And, you know, there might be a better two that I think is worth it, but that's about it. I'm not sure if we're going to see it this year. That's unfortunate, but maybe an offshore place I'll have it. Like a Five Dimes will have it on all the teams. But right now, as we sit here in mid-June, it's just not available in the marketplace.
Brad, take us to the break by telling everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page. Once you do so, I did put up a new issue of the Powers Picks newsletter this week, just a couple days ago. You want every single week one line. I got my early lines on that, a couple of best bets. Check that out now because those best bet lines are already moving pretty quick. Got that and a whole heck of a lot more, including all the Game of the Year lines that I put out there. So check it out right now. You can download it for free if you go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab. If you like what you see, sign up for the season, $69. You're covered for college and the NFL. Emailed to you weekly during the season, monthly during the off season. Go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab.
We'll send it to the break. We're right outside of Bongo Java here in the lobby at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing the crash on 24 eastbound just off the Bell Road exit ramp and a collision on 11th and Grundy in Midtown near the temporary Greenway Path. 24 and 40 are congested near the Eastern Split in Hermitage. 24 also slow across Whitsitt Park and the 440 Parkway. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original authentic Nashville Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike in South Nashville. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Me, make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the tailor-made M5 and M6 drivers, engineered to make everybody faster with speed-injected twist-based technology. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge when he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down.
It's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM. The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
Yeah, we're there. Right outside of Bongo Java at the Omni. Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com, out in Vegas handicapping. Gary Joe Collins asks, Brad, is there a team not named Georgia with a better than a snowball shot in Texas of winning the SEC East?
Florida's a top 10 team. I mean, they were last year after winning the Peach Bowl over Michigan. And, you know, from a pure power ratings aspect, I mean, Florida's a top 10 team, at least heading into this season, year two under Dan Mullen. Now, with that being said, I'd still favor Georgia by 5.5 or 6 points on a neutral field. But certainly it wouldn't be a shock if Florida were able to win that game coming off a 10-win season. I mean, Felipe Franks, I think, will continue to progress. They have a pretty underrated, in my opinion, receiving core. Almost everyone's back there, leading rushers back. They did lose some studs on the defensive side of the ball, probably three of their best players, but still 8 returning starters. I mean, the biggest question mark is going to be the offensive line. For me, if they can somehow figure that out, Florida's very dangerous, but I think that's certainly the answer and probably the only answer. I mean, South Carolina and Missouri are going to be pretty good, like top 25-ish, not necessarily record-wise when it comes to South Carolina because their schedule is so tough. Tennessee's improved, but, Florida's a top 10 team. So, I think there's a decent chance Florida could unseat Georgia. I'm not projecting it. I mean, I got Georgia in the SEC championship game, but Florida's. I think Gators will be solid this year. I think they're at least a 9-win type of team in the regular season.
I've got a question from Hawkeye Jason, but let me ask you this first. Do you have Sparty power rated at number 12 right now? Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Here's his question. He says, "What about Sparty at 12? They don't have the easiest schedule. They've got these road games at Ohio State, at Michigan. They've got crossovers at Northwestern, at Wisconsin, etc. What do you have as far as their win total?"
Yeah, I'm much higher in the marketplace on Michigan State. I got them number 12, but even though I got them much higher than a majority of the market, the season win total is still in that 8.5 range. I think they'll be a favorite in 9 games this year. Obviously, an underdog at Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I like them against Penn State. They've kind of had Penn State's number the last couple of years. And then I also do like Michigan State against Northwestern. It's not like they can't win any of those other 3 road games either. This is a team that thrives in the underdog role. One of the most experienced teams in the country coming back with 17 returning starters. And I think people forget how banged up Michigan State was last year. 55 starts, lost to injury. I mean, that's like, take 5 starters out of your lineup. Particularly the offense was banged up. And I get it. The quarterback play was abysmal last year, but I mean, Lewerke was playing less than 100%. He had a banged-up shoulder. Pre-shoulder injury, he was solid. I mean, he's not going to be spectacular, but he was completing 60% of his passes. After the injury, he only completed 43%. So as long as he's healthy, I think the offense has improved. defensively, I think by any stretch of the imagination, Michigan State's going to have a top 10 defense nationally. I like Sparty quite a bit, so one of my favorite season win totals right now. You can bet this in Vegas, and you can bet this in Jersey, and I think you can even bet it offshore. Over 7.5 wins for Michigan State. That's probably my favorite season win total available right now.
Grant has a question, and I will plead ignorance here. I haven't been keeping up with this. And, Brad, I'm sure you're going to know more about this. He says, what does legal online sports gambling in 2 weeks mean for the state of Tennessee? Do you know how that works?
Yeah, I think by online, I'm guessing mobile. I mean, you're going to be able to bet it on some apps. I don't know how they track it as far as online through your computer. That's a major question mark for me that I'm sorry that I don't have the answer for, but I'm guessing that there'll be apps available that you can download on your phone. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have those geographically, you know, some, I'm not an app guy, developer, or anything like that. So they're going to have that specific in your phone. So as long as you're within state lines at whatever place that's going to be allowed to do that, you'll be able to bet on your phone. That's my guess, but, I haven't read up too much on it because so many – I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's, what, almost 20 states now, and the laws are different in each and every state. And I got to focus on my teams instead of, you know, Congress and House of Representatives and what the individual rules and regulations are for in each state when it comes to that. It's a shame that we don't have, you know, maybe a little bit better national regulation.
And you say, you've been telling me this here on the show for a while, that in-game betting is going to be a really big thing. It's already trending, but into the future, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean in-game, but I mean just mobile. I think New Jersey's probably the best example to use of the new states, and 80% of all their betting is off their mobile. So whether it's before the game or in the game, I mean, that's how much dominant betting on your phone is instead of walking into a brick-and-mortar shop, an actual sports book place. I mean, that's certainly the wave of the new wave there. And then, of course, if you can bet on your phone, then it's a lot easier to bet in-game. And you know, in some instances, I mean, that's representing, you know, 25 upwards of nearly half of the betting as far as in-game wagering. And, I mean, let's face it, I mean, when you actually see something on the field, anyone can have a projection before the game. And I like getting ahead of the market. I think I do a really good job of that. But, I mean, the actual, you know, see something on the field, I mean, you're at an advantage there. Obviously the bookmakers are, but, I mean, there's some instances, you know, to say it's a random, you know, lower-level Big Ten game between Minnesota and Illinois, but it's on TV, it's on the Big Ten network, and you're watching a certain, you know, maybe a player goes down, a key player. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, the in-game live the betting, a lot of those lines are all algorithms. They're not going to factor in an injury to a key running back or a defender, defensive player that could change the entire complexion of the game. I mean, that's where at least the advantages are when it comes to betting in-game.
Well, it would have to be an algorithm. I mean, you couldn't stock personnel to keep up with that, could you?
No, you can't. So, I mean, you can take advantage. Look, I get it. The AI, I think the AI and the algorithms are going to take out a lot of the value when it comes to, you know, betting before the game. Because, I mean, they'll just have so many different simulations and stuff that they could put into the line. I mean, other than, you know, the old school bookmakers having their own line of the game, that's going to take out a lot of the value. But what an algorithm can't factor in is those types of injuries. Maybe it can, you know, some supercomputer 15, 20 years from now will have, you know, exactly what that player can be worth. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe those days are coming, but they're certainly not now. And you certainly can take advantage of some of those instances now.
Rob in the 210 says, Bill, ask Brad about Baylor. He says, see value on Baylor at home as a dog. Is there value with Baylor on the road?
Good question. I mean, generally speaking, I'm high on Baylor this year. You know, as Matt Rhule continues to progress that program after that disastrous 1-11 campaign from a couple years ago, you know, I got Baylor, you know, in my power ratings, clearly a top 40 team, and I'd favor this year's Baylor team by about a touchdown over last year's team. I can tell you that some of the early money has certainly been on Baylor and some of the game of the year lines. Yeah, West Virginia line's been moving. Some money came on Baylor at home in the Texas game. But, you know, in particular to Rob's question, I'm kind of in a wait-and-see mode because, you know, Matt Rhule and the Bears are just 2-8 on the road the last couple of years. And it's not an overly difficult road schedule at Rice, at Kansas State, Oklahoma State. TCU is probably their toughest road test in Kansas. I haven't seen too many lines out yet to see if there's going to be value on the Bears on the road.
You have told everybody numerous times you are a football basketball guy when it comes to gambling. But here's a question from Clay. He's a big Vandy fan. The odds for the College World Series at the top have Vanderbilt and Arkansas at plus 300. What that means for the listening audience, bet 100, you can win 300. So are you going to play with the College World Series at all?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not at all. And I know it's big there. You know, I asked the guy, I mean, it's getting, I'll say, I don't know if it's getting bigger here in Vegas, but there's been a couple of newer, you know, more aggressive books. And this has been the first year that I've seen baseball, you know, college baseball lines offered in the regular season here in Vegas, particularly SEC baseball. And there's a couple of new books in town, you know, Caesars with some new direction there. The sportsbook directors there are getting aggressive. The new sports book in town, Circus Sports, has offered some college baseball. Maybe I'll look into it more in the future, but right now there's not a high demand for it from a customer base. It's still kind of a very, very, very niche market, and I'm not a baseball guy to begin with, so unfortunately I don't follow it too much.
You know, Michigan got in by knocking off the number one seed UCLA. And I think I saw them at plus 1,500. I don't know if there's value there or not. I couldn't tell you. But anyways, TTUN, Brad, that team up north is in the College World Series. How about that?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, sports are going at least decently well there in Michigan when you factor in football, basketball. I mean, I get it, football disappointed a little bit, but – you know, not too bad when your three major sports, they're all at least respectable in the top 15.
I tell you what, the one, and someday you'll probably be able to get this bet, but Auburn, think about Auburn. They get to the Final Four for the first time ever under Bruce Pearl, but the first time in the history of Auburn, and their baseball team is in the College World Series. Football team didn't have a great 2018, but they've had a pretty good year too.
They have, yeah. I'll tell you, I mean, the SEC in all sports, they're starting to dominate a little bit. And you're right. I'm guessing they'll be, if they get aggressive, you can, you know, have some, you know, fun little bets there. You know, what school's most likely to have a team in the Final Four and, you know, win so many X number of games when it comes to college football. I'm sure there'll be some props like that offered in the future.
We'll get to bottom of the hour break. We're coming right back. Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Out in Vegas, we're right outside of Bongo Java in the lobby of the gorgeous Omni Nashville Hotel.
If you have a doorbell, you can have CBD delivered by Ease. Ease is basically CBD Central, a fabulous array of CBD products, great pricing, and loads of information and advice. Ease even has a super knowledgeable concierge to guide your selection process in a live chat. It's the ease of CBD delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Score a 50% bonus trade-in on your old clubs towards the purchase of a Titleist TS2 or TS3 driver. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Here at the Omni, right outside of Bongo Java, on this Friday edition, Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com is with us. We'll let you know again before we sign him off how you can get all of his information. Speaking of Barnum and Bailey, Carnival Barkers, seems like James Franklin's stick, and he had a lot of equity in the bank back in, what was that, 2016, when they lost early to Pitt, got killed by Michigan, then won the league, beat Ohio State, won the league. He had a lot of equity built up. It's starting to drain that equity. What do you see in them this year?
Yeah, it's one of the tougher teams to predict. On one hand, I don't think Trace McSorley was completely healthy, particularly at the end of last season, so his production was way down. I wonder, part of it being his health, part of it being Joe Moorhead off to Mississippi State. I will say James Franklin's done a decent job on the recruiting front. In fact, a really good job, in my opinion. I mean, returning productions, mediocre 12 returning starters. I get it, they've had a lot of transfers. And I think the offense certainly takes a step back or two this year. But defensively, I think they're better than what they were a year ago. It's a tough team to project. I have Penn State right around 14th in my power ratings. And looking at the schedule, I think they start off 3-0. I mean, they get all three teams at home. I mean, the closest game would be the Pittsburgh game. And right now, Penn State's about a 15-point favorite in that one. Maryland and Purdue to start off Big Ten play, probably two wins for Penn State. It'd be an upset if they'd lose even at Maryland. And then it gets really tough for them after that. I mean, at Iowa, Michigan, at Michigan State, at Ohio State, at Minnesota, not easy. I don't think it's a double-digit win season for Penn State. I think their season win total right now is at 9. And if anything, Bill, I would lean under 9 wins there. I think it's a relatively difficult schedule. I think Penn State's right in that 8-4, 9-3 stretch. And you tell me, I think 8-4, 9-3 is probably not going to necessarily sit really well there in Happy Valley.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com with us. Yeah, that one's getting interesting. James Franklin, he did some wonderful things here at Vanderbilt, won 9 games a couple times. He hit it just right. Give him credit for that. By the way, how did Pitt 2 years ago, and I know it was early and Penn State had some injuries that year, early in the year, linebacker crew, et cetera. But how does Pitt win that game? And then in 07, Pitt was, what, 4-7? Beats West Virginia to ruin Rich Rodriguez getting to the national championship game. How do they do that, considering they're typically not that good?
Yeah, and how do they beat Clemson a couple years ago?
Oh, I know. I skipped that one. Wow. They're
yeah,
up.
And
resume
they beat Miami.
Update.
Miami was, what, 10-0 or 11-0? So, Mattingly inconsistent Pitt is. I don't know. It's got to be really frustrating if you're a Pitt fan. And obviously, Pitt always plays Notre Dame really, really tough. Usually gives Notre Dame one of their toughest games of the entire season. So, I mean, very frustrating to see what Pitt could be. But the reality is more likely what we see when the final record comes out with Pitt. I'm glad you bring up the James Franklin. I mean, I think people forget. I mean, it got crushed by – it lost to Pitt in that game early in the season, got crushed by Michigan. I think they had to hang on for dear life in overtime against a Minnesota team. And then if the Buckeye game doesn't go their way there and they were a 19-point underdog, I mean, I would have put the chances of James Franklin surviving that probably a 50-50. And here we are three years later, and I get there's some grumblings, but, I mean, obviously he's pretty safe there after that Ohio State game mid-season just a few years ago.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com with us, talking football, talking handicapping. Let's go out west. The Cosby Academy was talking about USC a little bit earlier this morning. What do you think about that team this year, Coach Helton?
Well, I think they're improved. The problem is, I mean, I don't think the schedule's doing them any favors, particularly early. Now, I'll just, you know, since it's available for free on the website, I mean, I did give out USC in the opener against Fresno State. I think that season in need of a feel-good win. Fresno State's bottom five as far as returning production this year. Jeff Tedford's done an unbelievable job, but I think SC wins that game by at least a couple of touchdowns, and that's where the line's heading. It opened like 9.5, 10, Bill, and now it's already up to 14 or so with SC being favored. Yeah, I like the hire of Graham Harrell. I think it fits at least the personnel for SC, at least this year. I mean, when you got a returning quarterback and a very, very good receiving core led by Michael Pittman, I think across the board, pretty much SC's improved from what they were a year ago. The problem is that schedule. Fresno, I mean, that's not going to be easy, but I do expect the USC to win and cover. But then they got Stanford. They're at BYU, Utah, at Washington, at Notre Dame. I mean, I he deserves to be on the hot seat, Clay Helton. And push comes to shove, I'm not, even with USC being much improved this year, at least as far as a power rating, I can't get them to like a 9-3 type of season, and I'm not sure if 7-5, 8-4 is going to sit well enough there in La La Land for him to have a job there in 2020.